Welcome into another installment of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce podcast series, introducing you to the 2019 Forum of Candidates for Boone Town Council. I'm David Jackson, president of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Today with me is Town Council candidate Dustin Hicks. First of all, Dustin, if you can introduce yourself, tell us why you've decided to run for Town Council and what experience you have that makes you feel like you're an effective candidate.
Hi there, I'm Dustin. Nice to meet everyone virtually. So why I'm running. I spent a lot of time considering different avenues of ways I could engage in the community and just more broadly politically to address a lot of the issues I've been learning about in my education and stuff that I really care about. So I'm a sustainable development major at App State. So I've been there for 2.5 years now studying that. I had transferred originally. But I came there specifically because I learned more about the climate crisis and what's going on with that. And I got really inspired to take action on that, especially since I have really young siblings that are going to be like kind of living through the thick of it. Like my youngest brother is 2. So, and I'm from Wilkes originally as well. So I felt like coming here, I kind of have an opportunity to take what I've learned and put it into practice in a town within the region that I was born in that actually has the capacity to take action on climate change and lead other townships and municipalities within the region to do stuff. So I'm running primarily to tackle that issue as much as we can, as well as figuring out ways we can do so justly while making sure to be considerate to other issues within our community, like affordable housing, and making sure that everyone is at the table to make those decisions rather than just a few people making them for everyone else. And I think my primary experiences are just having lived in this area for a long time and having a really critical education with a variety of perspectives coming together.
All right. What perspective do you have on growth plans for the town of Boone, and what would you like to see considered as future growth plans are discussed?
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing for me, which there's going to be a lot of repetition of the same phrase again and again, but I really think we need to make sure that everyone is at the table, make sure that our community is able to actually come together and be making these decisions, being involved in both the research, design, and implementation of any plans that are created. I heard that there was a similar process to some extent with the 2030 plan that was made a few years back in like 2008 or 2009, but that has recently been repealed from a variety of issues around the standard and other such stuff. And I agree that such buildings shouldn't be something that's within our community more than likely, though again, I think that's up for the people that live here to decide. So I think as much as possible, yeah, we just need to structure everything so that the plans that we make are made by everyone here. In my opinion, as far as what I would do, I would pursue higher density, like downtown Boone-style building, especially in areas that we've already built, like 321 and other areas, and being more conscious of where we place parking and other such stuff so that it's not going to sprawl out too much, while at the same time help putting stuff like permeable pavement and more green spaces so that we don't have this massive stormwater issue that we have, because that's going to get worse with increasing rainfall with the climate crisis, which we've seen already. In the past 2 years that I've been here, we've had the massive flood that occurred with a bunch of apartments being affected near the Walmart area and cars floating. And I'm sure that that's just going to get more common. So we really need to be thinking about how we develop in regards to that a lot. At the same time, we need to start transitioning as much as possible to renewable energies, which can be expensive, but at the same time, they're becoming the cheapest option, and we have to start doing stuff on that end if we're going to be able to transition this town to being carbon neutral within a time that actually matters as far as preventing future catastrophes.
So police services, stormwater maintenance, like you just mentioned, the development of the town property at the Bolick Farm are just a few of the funding challenges that town council is currently dealing with. What are your strategies as it comes to prioritizing funding when it comes to using town money?
I'm really for like participatory or entire community budgeting, like making sure that everyone, again, is at the table. You're going to hear that a lot. But I know a lot of large cities have done this with a great deal of their budgeting, like Paris even. I think New York was experimenting with it as well, and it had a lot of really good results. I think people kind of, it's become a cultural norm for people to kind of assume that everyone's no good and going to make selfish decisions, but when you actually get people together to discuss stuff, they usually end up prioritizing things like education and healthcare. People are sensible and good overall, I would say. So I think as much as possible, we just need to open that process up so that it's not just about the members on town council and their supposed expertise, because I think everyone has an expertise in something and has something to contribute to that. So yeah, it should be with everyone. But I think as much as what I can do for that will be to try and establish regular meetings, even if that's not an official town hall that we have. I would certainly be willing to have meetings with anyone and have larger group meetings to discuss those issues, like focus groups at various places around the town, to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to engage in that.
Speaking of working relationships, talk about the working relationship between the town of Boone and Watauga County. What's your view on that, and how will you work to improve and enhance the relationship between the two?
Yeah, I think that's another complicated issue where you get into stuff with the whole political climate attached to the way that universities are thought of as far as kind of liberal hubs, and you get into these kind of standard arguments. They get into different viewpoints kind of clashing in some areas. There's also issues of zoning, where, for instance, that asphalt plan that's being talked about, which would be built really close to the Hardin Creek Elementary, which would be quite a problem. So there's a lot to do there as far as not just educational stuff, but also making discussions happen more. I think part of the way we can address this is starting to include people that work in the town but don't actually live here in a lot more of our political discussions. Like, obviously there's state laws, etc., for how voting works, but so many people want to live here but don't or have to work here because it's the main economic hub. And I think if we brought those people to the table, it would help like address this issue a lot more. And at the same time, we can start thinking more critically about different ways we can, Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
We'll move on to the next ones here. So, you know, this being a Chamber of Commerce forum, certainly questions about business will be at the forefront here. What is the town of Boone's role in economic development in your mind and its support of local business? And what would you like to see enhanced in these areas?
Mm-hmm. So I think the town's major role should be to kind of be a guide and a very critical guide to making sure that the businesses that operate here aren't things that are, for the most part, coming like far out of the area, non-local businesses. Like, if I'm not mistaken, the Standard is run by like a company out of Singapore or something. There's a lot of issues where in like larger stuff like Walmart, etc., I don't think these should be things that we're prioritizing building. And I know there's a lot of state laws as far as and federal laws that kind of get in the way of some of that aspect. But I think for the most part, we should be trying to encourage local businesses as much as possible and making sure that local businesses are the main thing that we find in our core downtown areas, especially. And doing whatever we can to encourage locals and tourists that come through to support those businesses over the ones that are just chains that are within the area. And I think we can also play an important role in as far as developing ordinances around development to make sure that new buildings and businesses that already exist are building in ways that are beneficial to dealing with the other issues we've talked about around, such as stormwater and having more green space and addressing the climate issues that we're facing.
So the town of Boone has stated some aggressive goals to seek carbon neutrality, and certainly with your background, you've been well aware of that. What do you feel like can be done now to move these priorities forward?
A lot. I think part of it needs to start with having a plan, because we don't have one. We have a lot of goals, and this isn't the first time the Boone set goals for these things. I noticed in, I think it was 2015, when there was first a target set for 2050 at the time, and I was in Wilkes still and saw that on the internet and was like, wow, there's some group is, or at Boone is actually doing something on this. That's great. But we need to, again, be really thoughtful about how we do that. And I think that plan needs to be a community-based plan with people being consistently engaged at every step with multiple focus groups on different areas. And I think a good way to do it sometimes is to break it up. So, for instance, if we're going to talk about the energy sector, we can have people come together and talk about like what they really want out of energy. Because I think there's a lot of... there's a lot of misinformation out there, especially when it comes to climate issues, that has been purposefully put out there by corporations that benefit a lot from that misinformation lasting for a long time. So we need to do a lot of like community-based education to fix that issue. And I think that starts with bringing people together and having discussions. And again, getting to the root of what people actually want. Because when we talk about energy, people want to make sure their lights come on. They want to make sure that they have hot water. They want all their things to be consistent. And renewable energies can actually supply that, and they can do it cheaply. But a lot of the times people have been convinced by alternative media sources that that's not the case. So we need to have discussions and focus groups where those different issues and clashing viewpoints can get brought up so that we can actually come to a greater consensus rather than just forcing in changes before people know what's going on. And I think we can do the same things on issues like affordable housing and the specific issue of the stormwater, and have focus groups on that as well, and just bring people to discuss those. It would be a long process. It could take even a year or two to develop that kind of plan, but I think we can start doing the things as we develop the plan. So like, we have our affordable housing plan. Okay, let's start implementing that while we also start engaging the community around this other issue. And kind of trying to connect them, I think, would be a big deal too. But yeah, we can think different ways of doing that. But the core element of it is that we need to make sure that we're talking with people and not just coming with expertise, I think.
You've talked a lot about planning in your other answers. What do you feel like your vision is for Boone 5 years from now?
5 years from now, that's not super far, but I really think we could have done a lot more by that time as far as implementing, first having a plan. I think the reason I'm excited about planning isn't just because of having the plan. It's also about the process of making that plan gets people talking and gets people feeling engaged in the political process in a way that they aren't normally, or they're not expected to. And I think that would do a lot for strengthening just local community bonds so that people are more able to discuss issues when they come up and address them more thoughtfully. So that's one of the biggest things. I would be excited to see a stronger and tighter community, especially across different gaps of age and other things that divide people within the region. And I think outside of that, I would definitely be hoping to see a town that's really rapidly transitioning off of fossil fuels, implementing as much renewable energy as we can, having really thoughtfully begin to address issues around transportation and encouraged walkability and bikeability, and having also new plans around development that are within what the community wants, but also doing a lot to address the climate crisis as well and encourage those other things.
Final one of the standard questions for you. How will you work to get up to speed on the different processes and issues that impact not only the business community, but the overall citizens of our area?
Mm-hmm. Again, that'll be a lot of conversations. Like I've said, as far as like reaching out and making sure it's community-based, I think that's the main thing. And so I'll make sure that I'm not only available to have those conversations, but going out and having those conversations as much as possible. And I think it would be great if we could establish some regular district-based meetings that are like people's assemblies of sorts, that go on regularly to discuss political issues that are going on, as a way to make sure that community members are able to continually engage and also send decisions that are made in such groups to the town council, so that they can actually make decisions really informed rather than just getting a few phone calls or emails and making decisions. I think we need to have structural ways that they can be informed about what the general populace thinks. I also think it'd be cool to have a polling system online, which we could think about how to make sure that's really secure as well and make sure that people are informed on how to use it. That would regularly be a place where people could come in and express their opinions on different decisions that are being made. So I think it ties into making sure that everybody knows what's going on as far as announcing things ahead of time or on social media or on radio and newspaper, and giving people many avenues to engage so that they don't have to just do one or the other.
Final comments, anything that you'd like to say that you maybe haven't touched on?
I think, I'm really excited to have this opportunity to be able to talk with people and really do the work that has been needing to be done for a long time of really just empowering people to feel like they have a right to being involved in the process of the entire political system, and making sure that we can do that in a way that consciously address the things that are dividing us, because there's a lot of those right now, and figuring out ways that we can go forward together and actually create a future that's better for everyone here. So I'm really excited.
Well, Dustin, thanks for taking some time with us. Best of luck to you with the process, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Cool. Thank you very much.
All right. Dustin Hicks, candidate for Boone Town Council.